Hey, I'm Megan, your tawdry prognosticator.
And I'm Ted, your pedestrian theomancer.
And we are the Mediocre Mystics. Welcome back to episode 11 of Mediocre Mystics. We are
on episode 11.
We are.
Who knew it would get this far?
Not us. I'm surprised and delighted.
Yeah, you can go with that.
You're not delighted anymore?
I am enchanted. I don't know if that fits here.
Bullshit.
Fair.
Okay, well, so last week we talked about Tassiography.
Tassiography. The reading of tea leaves, coffee grounds, or wine sediment.
Yes.
We chose tea leaves, which was fortuitous because both of us dislike tea.
Yep. It took us a couple of tries and a lot of reading and step-by-step following, which is not our style at all. But we got it, and we had a cup full of animals.
All the aminals.
Yep. So, we got from that we should do the Chinese zodiac, because it's a
full of animals.
Bunch of animals. There's really no better reason for it than that. So that's what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah. Am I supposed to be giving witty banter? Because I got none today.
Some witty banter. Alright, well, let's talk a little bit about what the hell the Chinese zodiac even is. And where it comes from, a little bit of the history, and, you know, have some fun.
We're gonna
take it away, Ted.
We're going to force them to have fun?
Yeah.
So really, the Chinese zodiac is very similar to astrology, which we covered in, what was that, episode 2? Seems like eons ago.
It was.
But they have associated various animals with these star charts instead of the other random shapes and heroes and things that Westerners did.
Did you just have to think really hard to not say aminals there a second?
Whenever I say aminals, I do it on purpose.
Okay.
And that's the story I'm sticking with.
All right. I believe you.
There are 12 signs in the Chinese zodiac, all various animals.
So do you think... Here's the question. So, the zodiac, the Chinese zodiac, is done in a 12-year cycle, right? Which is why there are 12 animals.
Right.
But there are also 12 months in a year. Do you think that was adapted before, or during, or after the creation of the Chinese zodiac?
That's an excellent question, and not one that I've looked up anything remotely regarding that. Because the 12-month calendar was created...
Not Chinese.
Not in China. And was a pure act of narcissism.
Yep. Well, so I think it just sort of worked out that way. What if there were only 10 signs? What would they do then? Nowadays?
They'd probably...
Oh, well, they still go by the year.
Yeah, I mean...
I guess they don't really go by the months. I don't... No. Okay.
I mean... Yeah, they don't.
Nope. Forget that.
But very much related to the year and apparently the hours of the day.
Yeah, which is very, very weird. That's something new that I learned here. So the animals, it looks like, are associated with a culture of ascribing a person's personality or events in his or her life to the supposed influence of the person's particular relationship to the cycle. I don't 100% understand what that means.
No, Dr. Thaddeus P. McCree would.
What does the P stand for?
Periwinkle.
Where did that come from?
I just made it up okay. On the spot. When I said Thaddeus P. McCree, I did not have a plan for what the P stood for. I literally just made that up.
I feel like, where is he from? Like, tell me about his life.
Dr. Thaddeus P. McCree is a Montana native who went to the University of...
Montana? Billings?
No.
He's a UW Madison guy.
University of Phoenix to get his doctorate in the philosophy of zoology and applied phrenology. It's a dual doctorate.
From the University of Phoenix. Oh, God.
I have no idea what the Montana accent is.
Is there one?
Probably.
It's just the Mid-Atlantic accent. Because it makes so much sense to have that be a thing.
Right. In King Montana.
That's right. Maybe he's originally from the East Coast.
Maybe he is. Maybe he is originally from the East Coast. Yeah. You know what? Maybe he is actually from a small town in Maryland.
Oh, yeah. He makes a mean lobster roll.
He doesn't. He's actually strictly a terrestrial carnivore.
Anti-pescatarian.
Anti-pescatarian.
Oh, man. All right.
He also doesn't eat vegetables.
Strictly terrestrial
carnivore.
Okay. I wouldn't expect that from Thaddeus Periwinkle McCree.
Get hippie parents.
Okay. Cool.
From Montana.
You know?
They were chased out because they were hippies.
I'm into it.
Podcast is a thing that we're doing. Welcome to the life and times of Thaddeus P. McCree. Episode 1.
I feel like you need a smoking jacket and like a comfy chair by the fireplace.
Bubble pipe?
Yes. Got your ascot and everything.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Okay.
There are 12 of them.
12.
12 animals. Unrelating to the months and the year, but applying specifically to the year or the time of day. Each animal gets a 2-hour block of the day that they are representative of.
That's true. And that is actually to do with fables, like Chinese fables, according to like the animals. There's a reason they have those times, because those are the times when the animals are like doing their animal things.
Is it?
Yeah. It says so on the Wikipedia. All right, so what are the 12 animals, Ted?
We're going to list them out. We're going to list out the 12 animals.
There's only 12. It's not that big of a deal.
Well, that's not necessarily true. Which zodiac are we doing? Because there are variants for the other surrounding countries and nationalities of the area.
Do the ones that are on the menus of the Chinese restaurants.
Well, a common feature is the dog. We've got the rat, the rabbit. We, in fact, are bunnies.
Yeah, we are.
1987. Woot woot.
If you're a rabbit as well, born in 1987, DM us on Instagram. We'd love to hear from you, our fellow rabbits, in the 87 year. If you were born in a different year of the rabbit, we don't give a shit. At Mediocre Mystics. Also, horse girls, where the fuck were you? We haven't heard from you.
All right, what we got? We got a rat, we got an ox, we got a tiger. We've already established that there are bunnies, dragons, sneaky snakes, horses, goats, monkeys, roosters, dogs, and most importantly, the year that our podcast was born, which was this year. It's the year of the pig.
That's right. Get your pig on, yo.
I mean, I do love a good pig.
Yeah.
The tastiest animal.
You know, I can get behind, like, breakfast pig.
What? I don't know what that means, even.
Like bacon and sausage?
But you can have those anytime.
Right, but I just mean, like, that type of meat. Breakfast meats. With a classification, not as a time of day.
That's preposterous, because breakfast is just when you break your fast.
Sure, but for people to understand what I'm talking about, like, I don't love all parts of pork. I love specifically bacon and specifically sausage.
The rest of it's so good.
It's fine.
That's another podcast. Well, I love all the parts of this podcast pig.
What are the parts of this podcast pig, Ted? What are the breakfast parts?
There are 12 of
those. He's corresponding with an hour of the day. So they have them, it looks like, broken out into trines. Whatever the fuck that's supposed to be.
I'm guessing a trio of sorts.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there's four trines. There's 12 aminals.
There are 12 aminals. So it looks like they've grouped them together into groups of three to be, like, similar. I don't know what makes them similar necessarily, like why they chose those. So like the first trine is the rat, dragon, and monkey. The second trine is the ox, snake, and rooster. The third trine is the tiger, horse, and dog. And the fourth trine, which encompasses Ted, me, and this podcast, the rabbit, goat, and pig.
It's a delicious trine.
Have you ever had goat?
Yes.
You have?
It's delicious.
I like goat cheese. Like goat dairy products.
Rabbit's okay.
Haven't had rabbit. People who have eaten rabbits, DM us on Instagram, at Mediocre Mystics. I'd love to hear your experience.
Give us your favorite rabbit recipes.
That's right. Not stew, though. Like, be more creative. There are some origin stories to these animals. So, apparently, the Han Dynasty is behind all this shit, which is great.
So, any of you Han Dynasty folks out there, get at us on Instagram.
At Mediocre Mystics. We'd love to hear from you. They used to use something called the 12 Earthly Branches, but for the sake of entertainment and convenience, according to Wikipedia, they've been replaced by 12 animals because we're all too dumb to identify branches, which is fair.
I couldn't tell you one branch from another.
Nope, I couldn't either. That's not true. I could tell you a birch branch because they're like, it's like multicolored bark.
You're multicolored bark.
Yeah. But so we could go into all of the times that these animals are things, but that just seems like a waste of our time and yours. So you can go check it out at the Wikipedia. You can just search Chinese Zodiac. It's right there. Or also the show notes. We will have it linked in there for your convenience and perusal. But they all have different fables that go along with the time. So, like, for instance, the podcast is a pig. Its time is from 2100 to 2259. This is the time when pigs are sleeping sweetly. So what that means for you and I? No fucking idea.
None. That's when the podcast is sleeping sweetly.
That's right. Ted and I, being rabbits, our time is from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m.
Because we're monsters.
That's right. This is the time when the jade rabbit is busy pounding herbal medicine on the moon, according to its fable, which means that's the prime time for us 87 kids to get real high.
Apparently.
Gotta pound that herbal medicine. For sure.
For the rest of the history on the Zodiac and its origins, you can check out the Wikipedia, which will be linked in the show notes for your perusal. And we're going to leave you to an ad spot while we go and pound some of that herbal medicine.
Now that you know why you should start your own Anchor podcast, and when you do, you can DM it to us on Instagram, at Mediocre Mystics, and we'd love to promote you, because we love our sponsors here at Anchor and our sister podcasts. What's a gender-neutral term for sister? Sibling podcasts?
Yeah, I was going to say companion podcast isn't quite right.
No, because that would be something that's like a compendium to ours.
Right. They're linked in some other way.
Right.
Yeah, sibling or fellow. The fellow's a little broad.
A little bit. And a little masculine in the grand scheme.
I guess in the grand scheme, yeah. So, pulling the prognostication from the Zodiac is a lot like doing the astrology birth charts. Again, see episode 2 for that. So we are cheating.
As we do.
As we do. Using, what are we using, horoscope.com?
We're using horoscope.com for our reading today. According to it, the daily Chinese horoscope for the pig, which again is the podcast sign, is prepare to dig through many layers of emotional baggage. Events are helping you strip away what is no longer necessary. Long-standing problems can be transformed simply by changing your perspective. Personal integrity is important if you hope to get what you want. Whatever is lost today is no longer necessary. Which hopefully doesn't mean footage. Footage isn't the word. I hate everything.
footage is not the word. Because... you know what I'm saying, but, like, right? Footage, yeah.
You don't have the word.
I don't. I do not. My lexicon is depleted.
Oh my god.
God, what the fuck does that actually mean? Like, what can we divine from that? I got fucking nothing. What's lost today is this chain of...
thought.
Thought.
In general.
Yep.
So we've got emotional baggage.
Don't we?
Don't we all? I do.
We all do.
We're events. Events are happening. They're stripping away things. Is there a stripping divamancy?
I hope there is.
Is there one about perspective shifts?
I mean, kind of all of them in a vague sense.
Personal integrity?
About absolutely none of them.
Losing things? I wonder if there's one where, like, if we lose something... and then find it again, then it was meant
how
to be.
How are we going to replicate that?
I don't know. The universe will provide, Ted. The universe will provide. It always does. Okay, conversely, we can go over to astrology.com for their Chinese horoscope.
Okay.
Okay, so the horoscope.com had us talking about emotional baggage, stripping away things that aren't necessary. But the astrology.com horoscope for the pig today is that an acquaintance could turn friend today as your conversations with this person are becoming more serious and meaningful. You can trust this individual. Share your secrets and you'll create an even closer bond. It's time to get real. Our podcast is making friends. I think that means that somebody out there is going to DM us on Instagram, finally! DM us and we'll tell you our secrets. And by us, I mean the podcast.
The podcast will tell you its secrets. The secret is, it is an avatar of imposter syndrome.
Aren't we all?
Yup.
Manager
and I talked about that today.
Did you really?
If she's listening.
What up, girl?
I understand if you want to fire me immediately.
You can blame it on me, it's alright. I held a gun to your head and made you say those things. Don't fire Ted. Okay, so is there a friend divination? Cladonisomancy, which is not cladonomancy.
But is it cladonomancy?
But it is, but specifically divination by first words uttered upon meeting friends after salutation.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, you meet a friend on the street and it's like, what up, Ted? And
then the universe is ending.
And that's our future. So, I mean, that's something we could do, for sure. That seems like a thing. We could go for quiromancy, a method of divination using a pig's bladder.
It's pig-related.
Pig-related.
Maybe that's the ticket. Maybe because its sign is the pig.
Right. Maybe we should make breakfast.
Sausage mancy.
Yeah.
Get some sausage mancy for it.
Or like,
we already did that. We already did.
No, yo, what if we spelled out letters in bacon?
What?
And then the ones that get, and then like have some sort of like a picking mechanism. Like the rooster. What? Except with bacon and humans. And just like, we'll like have breakfast for all our friends. And then like the letters that they pick, we'll anagram that. I think we should move into making up our own. Because it seems like way more fun.
The direction that our podcast was heading is lost, and that's okay.
Look, I'm just going by the zodiac today because it says whatever is lost today is no longer necessary.
See, that's
we're shedding this emotional baggage of not being prepared, and we're just gonna have fun.
Yeah,
bacon mancy.
Bacon
done.
Start with that wine spit one. Or... Well, I suppose then we would have to find people with mistresses.
That's true.
So if you have a mistress, DM us.
Yeah, if you have a mistress, DM us on Instagram, especially if you are also a wine drinker.
Yeah, slosh that wine around, tell us what happens.
That's right. Yeah. So I guess next week, it'll be a surprise to everybody what we do.
Especially us.
That's right.
Thank you for joining us yet again and bearing with us through 11 episodes, all two of you.
Like, there are 7 of them.
How many of that 7 are us?
Probably 2 or 4. Because I've listened on Anchor and Spotify. We've had like 110 plays, though, and I haven't listened to it that much.
I've listened to 2 episodes twice. 4 listens. 4 total listens from me.
We'll see. So look, we have a small but repetitive audience.
Hopefully, yes. So thank you for joining us as usual.
And as always, we'll see you in the stars.